This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We've got Manny and Ravati keeping us on time and getting your questions and comments right to us, taking your calls. So have at it today, folks. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. A couple of questions on the table. Do you think it's a good idea for us to encourage Heidi Heitkamp to be brave? Come out of that partisan box. Chuck Schumer's vortex. And say, you know, I'm going to acknowledge something that everybody else who is objective about this agrees with. And that is that Neil Gorsuch is a very worthy member of the United States Supreme Court. We've been without a member, all members of the Supreme Court. We've had a vacancy, is what I'm trying to say, since February of 2016. It's time to get somebody there. But the Democrats now are delaying and putting things off. I just saw an interview with Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, on CNN. He said he's not quite ready to announce who he's going to, you know, what, how he's going to vote, but he's close. Very obvious from the interview when he's talking about the qualifications of Gorsuch, talking about the delays that have happened and the vacancies have been there too long. In my mind, he's going to vote for Neil Gorsuch. Now, maybe Heidi Heitkamp's waiting for somebody else to go first in that sort of perceived category of, you know, kind of they're referred to often as Democrats in blue state. They're in red states, but they're blue, right? Basically, you know, look at how many North Dakotans voted for Donald Trump. I can't pass to take that seriously. So I think we ought to just, you know, tell her, be brave. Come on, just do this. And we had one caller last hour tell us a story about an actual call that he made to her office and then got what he considered to be a lame letter back. So. The fake news questions continue, and there's a new story rolling around about the discussion yesterday. I still want to know what you do in the way of disseminating news. How do you know something is the real deal? How do you trust it? Do you have a particular source that you go to? Do you go through a series of, okay, I believe that person, but I'm going to check over here? How are you getting around fake news? And by fake news, I mean not stuff that is blatantly false, put out there as some sort of cute game to get clicks to a particular website or what, but rather bias, you know, a lot of stuff that really is not true, which is what it is. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Brian Faison. He is athletic director at the University of North Dakota about their announced changes yesterday to their athletic program. Women's hockey, men's and women's swimming cut to make up for a $1.3 billion deficit. So we'll talk about that, too. Harold and Reeder's been waiting to weigh in here. Let's get Harold in here at 800-228-0550, and then I'll get caught up on my text, too. Harold, what's on your mind?
A question I was going to ask for that doctor on that direct care plan was, even though one may not live close to where he could go to one of those doctors, if they could take prescriptions and essentially run a mail-order prescription service and thus provide vastly cheaper drugs.
Well, there's something called telemedicine that is growing in popularity, where they can take your temp and, you know, do some things through an online portal. So that may be one way to go. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, listening to that, it's hard to say, why isn't there more of this? What is this?
It's pretty new, I think.
Yeah, I just think I don't know what's holding it back. I would imagine, as he said, a lot of doctors worried that if I do this, I'm going to make less, or there aren't going to be, there's a lock by the major health systems on that. I don't know if.
I looked real quick on their website, and I was left with the impression that there is possibly a requirement for some state legislature approvals before these things can come up on a state-by-state basis.
Yeah, interesting. You know there's got to be strings, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
In premise, in theory, in what I heard today, there should be more of this, not less of this. Simplify these things and get going. I appreciate the call. Don't know the answer to your question, but maybe we'll have him back because a lot of good feedback from that segment. Thank you, Harold. Nice to hear from you. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, that fake news thing that you were talking about, it drives me nuts seeing it out there, seeing it on mainstream, seeing it in some of the different ones. So what I do is I usually look at a couple conservative bents and a couple liberal bents, and then I put it together between the two. Because I know each have something, a message they want to get across, and somewhere, sometimes they're dead on, but a lot of times it's right in between the two of them.
Where there is enough things that are true that gives it some credibility, but some opinion. Here's the deal. To me, news, just the term news, should be what, John?
Just facts.
Exactly. I just want to know.
I'm with you.
Senator so-and-so proposed X, Y, and Z, and, if there has to be some back and forth, okay, one side says that this would happen as a result of that, here's what the other side says of this, then I'll decide for myself. But that's
exactly.
That is not, what we just described there is not the vast majority of what's out there. That's why I made the argument in the panel yesterday. Look, for all the hand-wringing going on about Fox News, the people in mainstream media own this. They own it.
They do.
And
they
it comes back to an inherent bias baked into the cake of the vast majority of reporting. I use the Dakota Access Pipeline protest as a prime example.
Totally.
I mean, again, if you go to law enforcement, if you go to public officials that were in a position to watch through real time what was happening, the facts would very often be very different than what was reported on the news. Why? Bias.
Yeah.
People were those poor, I can't believe they're doing that to the Native Americans. They're water, they don't care about them. It was supposed to go north of Bismarck, then it didn't. All lies makes it into news stories. That's not news anymore.
Yeah, well, I loved it, Scott. On your Facebook page, I'm one of those creepers that follows what you say. So I loved it that you put off the other side of the coin. But let me say, Scott, and this is not meant to be insulting, and I hope it's not. I know there's times that you're giving your opinion. You're telling us this is what Scott thinks about it. And I listen to it, and I go, you know what, I might agree, not necessarily on that subject, Dakota Access, but it's in general, and sometimes I disagree. But we have to be thoughtful enough as the receivers of media, being me, going, you know what, that's his opinion, and I appreciate his thoughts. He's an intelligent person. He has a platform. But I'm going to go this direction with it because I feel this. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And that's, I mean, look, I am, somebody yesterday said, but you're not a journalist. And I said, thank you. I'm proud of that fact. Put that in neon lights on my tombstone. I don't want to be tainted with that cesspool. I mean, of just total bias. I give my opinion. And, the truth of the matter is, most of the people in quote unquote journalism have an opinion and it makes its way into their stories and how they cover things. No doubt about it. I could give you examples all day, but how about Donald Trump? Anybody the day before Election Day find a journalist that said Donald Trump could win this thing, right? All the polls, all the stories, everything was absolutely the opposite. So now I'm supposed to believe you? Now I believe you're covering the Trump administration accurately? No, thank you. I opt
That's
out.
Right.
So my point is they own fake news. They have destroyed what news means. Yeah.
Scott Pelley on the evening news is driving me nuts with that.
Who is?
Scott Pelley on the evening news. I love him on 60 Minutes. He's killing me right now. I'm like, just tell me the facts, man.
No, he's possessed. Watch his Twitter feed. He can't help himself. I mean, he hates Trump, and it's blatantly obvious. So that's not news. That's not news. Well, appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling and listening and watching on Facebook and whatever you're doing. Mike in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hope I got enough service here to get what's on my mind off my mind. Anyway, the couple things, the fake news stuff, I'm so tired of it already anyway, but these guys used to hide, liberals used to hide under the Democratic name. Now they've all taken their masks off, so it shouldn't surprise us what they're doing. But what's really bugging me is this new law that was passed, this distracted driving law. What do you know about that?
This is a North Dakota thing?
Yeah, the new distracted driving where I've heard it's, I don't know if it's been signed or it has been signed. It needs to be signed by Governor Burgum, but they've actually added eating and looking for music. I know Todd was talking about it a little bit yesterday.
Distracted driving is distracted driving, for one, right? I'll talk a little bit about the law in a second here if you hang on, Mike. Hang on. Okay. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ram Coda in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. So, Mike, we found the law you're talking about that Governor Burgum did sign on Friday. I don't remember a lot of discussion about this in committee or wherever. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the legislature, so I guess we could have missed it, but I don't remember that. So this one sort of snuck by. Distracted driving to a lot of people means texting and driving, but distracted driving has long been illegal. And I think all they're doing is sort of defining all the things that could define distracted driving, so that, you know, if you are on Facebook, for instance, and you cause an accident, and they go back and find out that you were on Facebook while this accident happened, well, you're going to get charged. Now, it's hard to argue against that, right? I mean, so I guess it just tells us a little more about what exactly distracted driving is.
I guess I get so frustrated with our legislators legislating stuff that is just a waste of time and money. I got things to do. I mean, we are out here driving. I drive for a living. And what they're saying I shouldn't be doing, I mean, I'm driving every day, you know. And now we got a law that if you get pulled over, the way I understand it, if you get pulled over, let's just say for speeding, they can give you a ticket if you were eating or maybe you crossed the center line or ran on the rumble strip or whatever. I mean, it's silly. It really irritates me to no end that government just continues, you know, and we're supposed to have conservatives in our legislative right now. And who came up with this? I mean,
it was introduced by Corey Mock, who's a Democrat from Grand Forks. But, you know, obviously, I don't know what the votes were. I didn't look at it here, but, you know, there were obviously Republicans that voted for it as well.
And then our great governor signed a silly law like that. It's just, care required, reckless driving, all them, the laws are there. And we just keep adding all these little things to the law that it's a waste of our money and a waste. It makes my head hurt sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you. I think in the case of the laws, you do need some clarification. So, you know, distracted driving, you know.
I can be listening to your radio. I get distracted when I hear stuff like
that.
Right,
but I mean, all the bill is basically doing, and I think you agree with what it says. You're just saying, why do you need another bill? That's obvious. But I'm saying in the legal realm, I think sometimes you do.
I just don't like giving, you know, now you got more ammunition, just like a seatbelt law. Well, you can't pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt, but if they happen to pull you over, if I happen to not have my seatbelt law, well, we have a no tolerance, probably $40 for, I didn't, you know, it, yeah, it's a law, but, you know, I'm one of those guys that is like, just leave me alone, and if I'm not hurting anybody, just, you know, stay out of my life, you know?
Right.
I don't know. My blood was boiling yesterday when I heard it. I'm like, how did this even go by? Eating and driving. We've been doing it for how many years?
I wish we lived in a world where we could say, Mike's rules apply. Just, you know, don't hurt anybody, you're fine. I've heard of a couple. I can think of two cases in my mind where bicyclists were killed by an individual on Facebook. All right? Driving, scrolling Facebook, killing someone. All right?
You don't need to make a law that says, well, if you're on Facebook, you know, maybe if I'm eating a sandwich, I'll get a ticket, but if I'm eating potato chips, I won't get a chip, you know, ticket. What about sunflower seeds and smoking and all that, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Open that door, you're on a slippery slope, and, you know,
That's a question for a lawyer, but distracted driving should be out. I know it when I see it. I'm with you. But I think the reason they have these things is so they have the teeth when it happens to cite that person. So hopefully it doesn't happen again.
It's in your mind illegal then, wouldn't they?
And they kill somebody, yeah. Hope not. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota wants to respond to Mike. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, anyhow, I was wondering if this last caller who was sort of belly aching about legislators and the current governor up there in North Dakota, why don't he run for these public offices or constitutional offices? And that way he could get things done without having to is he ever contacted a state representative or a state senator or the governor's office in Bismarck there? I have called the North Dakota governor's office, and I'm a resident of South Dakota here, and I intend to run for the South Dakota legislature down here in Legislative District 29 in west central Meade County. And I didn't, when I started doing this quest, I've run for the legislature many times around Rapid City and down over here in Sturgis, and I was dissatisfied with things, and so I thought, oh, I could make a difference. So
well, good for you, Gary. I mean, I think that's good advice. We could all think about that a little bit when we're belly aching. What can we do to change it? Roll up the sleeves and do something. Stephen Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just calling. You were talking about fake news and stuff like that. On Fox, the Fox News Channel, twice now I've seen, once on the 11 o'clock segment on the 28th, and then on the 30th on their morning segment about 8 o'clock, they either showed icons along the North Dakota and Montana border where it was a sanctuary state or a sanctuary county, and then on the 30th, they actually did show the state as colored in as being a sanctuary state. And I was just wondering if that was a mistake on their part, or if that's the case, maybe the legislature should look at that.
Yeah, we have dug into that previously, and I forget all the particulars of it, but it was false, you know, and it had to do with something within the prison system. And so we dug that out, and it was just it was not accurate. It was some national source that was incorrectly saying that. Yeah, I think
they're still saying it. So
yeah, that doesn't surprise me, right?
Yeah, right. Well, okay, that's I guess that's all I had. But I just was wondering if you had looked it up or anything or knew anything about it. So
appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So, Todd, how is your dog reacting to MyPillow? Our dogs are now kind of, we have two, Hudson and Herbie, and they are now jostling. They're kind of, you know, throwing some elbows, if they can throw elbows, to get the prime spot on the MyPillow. They have pet pillows now at MyPillow. So if you really love your pet, you're gonna get one of those.
Mine,
is it going over well at your house? Oh, it's unbelievable. And I'm telling you, the thing was down on the floor inside of 5 minutes, and Hudson's like, yeah, baby, this is better. I mean, better than the couch, better than all the other spots in the house. Kind of cool. So check out the pet pillows. They also have mattresses now and great travel pillows and a lot of great accessories. So if you, like Todd and I and so many others of our listeners, are loving MyPillow, share the love. With the pets and the family and other members of the family, you know, the mattresses, a lot of ways to go. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. And now for a limited time, use the promo code SCOTT and celebrate National Sleep Awareness Month. 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Trust me. You'll love them. Your pets will love them.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza. Breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Link's 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. Lots of fun out there yesterday. Selling off all kinds of good deals at Pipers at their auction center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. And there's more to come. Friday, they'll be in Stutsman County for a land auction, 378 acres there. That's going on at the Gladstone Inn at 10 a.m. Then next Thursday, Diamond H Service Construction and Shop Equipment Auction is happening in Bowman. 591 acres up in Grand Forks County. The Center for Innovation, that'll be on Monday the 10th. Cheyenne, North Dakota on Wednesday the 12th. The whole list is at Pipers.com. You can also call them for a catalog so you get all the goods. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Auctions, real estate, land management, equipment, auction services. Pipers can help. 877-700-4099 or online at pipers.com. We're joined by UND Athletic Director, University of North Dakota's Brian Faison joins us next to talk about some tough news yesterday related to some budget cuts in the sports programs. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Scott, you bet.
So let's just back up a little bit and talk a little bit about why this was necessary. I know that there has been, you know, the need for some cuts in the news for some time and how to do it and different panels put together and people involved in how to do it. But why is this necessary?
The state funding reductions that the university is seeing from lower tax revenues have been the impact here with respect to from the standpoint of the university, but certainly from the standpoint of our athletic budget and we had an initial $1.3 million figure that Mark, the president, gave us, and we had to reduce our budget by. And then obviously, in addition to that, we're moving to a new conference. We've got scholarship commitments in that conference that have to be met. We've got issues with Title IX compliance that have to be addressed. And the president has also charged us to look at the ability to reinvest in our championship program. So they all kind of factored into this. This is a process, really, Scott, that went back to budget cuts back in late last year. And through the summer with the interim President Schaefer, and then when President Kennedy came on board, and then engaged in the Interagency Athletic Committee and extensive review of athletics, sports program sponsorships, conference affiliations, those kinds of things, led to a recommendation in late October that we keep all of our sports programs, we put them at the highest NCAA allowable level in terms of scholarships, and then they came forth with a couple of different proposals on how we would be able to fund that. Those were actively pursued. And then in the meantime, obviously, new things happened when the Governor Dalrymple gave his budget, and then when Governor Burgum gave his budget, and obviously there was some issues for us as there are with the university and other parts of the system that are funded from the state. So that's how we got to the point, Scott, where we did.
So the previous recommendation to keep all sports funded at the top level, and here's some ways to do that, get creative, figure it out, that was something that was worth a look, if you will, and an attempt to get some folks to do it, but then became untenable with the additional request for funding cuts related to the state budget. Is that what it sounds like?
Right. And I don't know, Scott, if in final analysis it would have been tenable even at the level at that point, as we worked through all those different processes, whether it was increases in ticket sales, trying to get a student fee increase, renegotiating contracts with our primary athletics facilities, the Ralph, the Betty, and the Alaris, but the whole series of increase in donations, all these kinds of things. At the levels that were being suggested, we ran everything we could and tried to crank up some certain kind of deals. But when the numbers changed again in January, that just took us into a whole different route, if you will.
All right. So now you make the decision to end women's hockey and also men's and women's swimming. How did you come to that decision? How do you decide which sports would be eliminated?
Well, at the end of the day, it became an issue of making sure that we were going to hit, we were going to be able to hit the numbers in terms of what we had to do in terms of reducing the budget. So that was a significant factor. And then we had to be making sure that we were able to address our core sports sponsorship responsibilities to our conferences and look at Title IX compliance again and equity of competitiveness as well. We knew we had additional scholarship issues we had to deal with the Summer League. We had to get seven sports up to 85% of the NCAA allowable. And then obviously the opportunity to, the necessity to be able to reinvest in championship programs. A perfect example of that great reinvestment is our men's basketball coach won a regular season Big Sky and won the postseason tournament, got the NCAA tournament for the first time. And he's the lowest paid base salary coach in the NCAA tournament by a long shot. So that's part of the concerns that going forward in terms of president's perspective on reinvestment.
How was UND women's hockey singled out? I had heard discussions before because it's an expensive sport, right? I mean, that program costs a lot and doesn't generate a lot of revenue. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what are the numbers? What does it generate in revenue, and what does it cost?
Well, for last year, we're looking at let me pull it up here, Scott, real quick. But we're looking at a Mr. Technology here. So last year, which is the most current budget figures that I can look at, we had expenses, operating expenses for women's ice hockey of $2 million, in excess of $2 million. And we ended up with a deficit that is revenues over expenses of $1.9 million.
So it's a program that is costing $2 million but generating $100,000 in revenue. And, you know, I get that there's always going to be a little bit of that give and take in an athletic program, and you make different decisions, but that seems to be such a disparity, it would be a natural target. Obviously, when you're trying to make up the difference, I'd always heard that to do that was something that wouldn't be you couldn't do because of Title IX. Explain to folks what Title IX is, first of all, I guess.
Well, it's a federal law that requires you to provide equitable opportunities, and one of the critical elements is looking at student body enrollment as a guide in terms of what percentage you need to be at. And there's three prongs in there. There's a headcount situation, number of student athletes in sports. There's a scholarship element, and then there's what they call basically the laundry list, which is the third prong, which is operating expenses, you know, travel, coaches' salaries, practice facilities, those kinds of things.
So, the argument being, hey, if you have a men's hockey team, you have to have a women's hockey team, and I don't care that it costs you $2 million and you only raise $100,000, you better have it. That sort of gun to the head, for lack of a better term, was imposed on schools, and that's how you end up in the financial difficulty. Is that no longer the case? I mean, how do you mitigate, what they require of you on apples to apples as far as men's scholarships versus women's?
Right. Well, and we've gone through this with an outside consultant that's expert experience in this particular area. But basically, there's a reinvestment that will occur. Part of it's already something we have to do for the Summit League anyway. So there'll be scholarships that'll be taken from that program at Summit and Diving, and those will be wrapped into a scholarship movement on the Summit League. But then in addition to that, we'll take whatever dollars we're talking about here in terms of reinvesting in more so on the women's side than the men's side in terms of reinvestment, obviously, to address that issue. But it's kind of a complicated formula, but we've got the situation addressed in the sense that we know how to move forward with that. But yeah, we'll have to reinvest a certain amount of that money on the women's side. So it's not a complete gain. So it's that might be a little misleading, but it's not a complete gain because you're going to reinvest.
Realizing there's no easy way to, you know, share this kind of difficult news with teams, it seemed like most of the pushback yesterday was less about a decision was made that people are obviously unhappy about, but understand the one was coming, and more how it was sort of leaked out before people were told. What happened there? How is it that, the stories about a recruit on campus and the students hearing about it and student athletes hearing about it in practice before there was even a meeting with you and President Kennedy. How did the news leak out?
Don't know, yeah, but it did. And we had a schedule in place where we would have the opportunity to visit with the student athletes face to face. And that's what we worked to do. And obviously somebody decided that it was more important to leak something out. And they did. And one thing led to another after that. Obviously there's no way to repair that particular damage. We've always tried to make sure we had the opportunity for the athletes to have that face to face. And in this case, it was taken away from us because somebody thought they had a better idea. But there's no good way to do this, Scott. And it's difficult for everybody. I think the thing that I would emphasize more than anything else is for the members of the teams. This is like family, and you're ripping their family apart in many, many ways. And it's a very emotional situation, and the competition is a part of it. But you know, that relationship that bond they get with their teammates is a very special thing, and we kind of just ripped it up, and it's very difficult to repair that particular aspect of it. But I wish we would have had the chance to do what we had everything scheduled to do, but obviously somebody felt they had a better idea. Unfortunately, they have to deal with the consequences of that.
Yeah, back to the question of it getting out. How many people knew? Was this held pretty tight, or did you have to let the conferences know? Were there people outside?
Certainly had to let the conferences know, but they were going to adhere to confidentiality, and I have to believe that they did that. And we certainly had the internal staff, the two internal staff that were working on the situation, Scott, and then from that point, then we didn't even inform the coaches until basically a half an hour before we were going to talk to student athletes, give or take. So that was the group. So somewhere in that mix, somebody thought they had a better idea and felt like they had to be on the inside track, I guess. And it's too bad because it wouldn't change anything from the standpoint on the emotion, but I don't think that the athletes would have felt as betrayed by the process.
A quick question here, about a minute left, so a quick answer if you don't mind. Could you ask the AD how much has been cut on the administrative side? How many VPs or deputy VPs have been let go?
Well, I can't answer that for the university, Scott. That would be something the president's office would have to answer. I can only look at our situation, and we're probably looking at, when this is all settled down, we're probably looking at least seven positions that will no longer exist on the athletic side, maybe eight. But I can't speak for the university and that VPs.
All right, so yeah, that might have been a two-part question. So seven or eight potentially on the administrative side of athletics. How many VPs or deputy VPs is a question for Tom Lehall, for sure. All right, Brian, thanks for joining us. Tough day, tough week, but, you know, I mean, this happens. This is life. As I said earlier, as awful as it is to have these teams ripped apart and difficult as it is, it will not be the last difficult thing that happens in their lives, and hopefully they're able to recognize this makes them a little tougher in the end, but it's not fun. I know it for sure. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back with more Chris Bird from Point of View. We'll talk a little bit about immigration battles and refugees in North Dakota.
Stay tuned. Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise. Charlie's Putlitch of Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Planting season. Oh my gosh. Starting to feel that way, isn't it? And what's after planting? You know, I got to spray, right? Those crops come up. My friends at High Plains Apache are waiting for you. Come on in. Get rolling. They'll show you that electronic drift management system on the Apache sprayers where you select your droplet size and keep it through the day no matter what speed you're traveling. You gotta love that. The customers of High Plains Apache work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they want the most for their time and energy. And that's why High Plains Apache says we respect that. We work hard to earn that business. The Apache sprayer works hard for you. And when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. Works as hard as you do. and a support team to back it up. High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com. Across from Bonanza and Mandan at 1701 East Side Court. Exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who represents some of the listeners in our audience, has said she will not support Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. No surprise. A partisan Democrat. Al Franken, I mean, he hasn't said, but you know he's going to, of course. North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp. We don't know. Silence is deafening. Montana, somebody earlier said, hey, John Tester, I want to know where John Tester's at. I think you ought to call them all. Wherever, you know, you're from, call and ask. And the message from me to Heidi would be this. Be brave. Chuck Schumer doesn't own your vote. Be brave. Come on. Stand up for a good man on the Supreme Court. 202-224-3121 gets you the Senate switchboard so you can get to any of them. So you answer there and you just say, okay, Senator Heitkamp's office or Senator Tester's office or Senator Klobuchar, wherever you're listening. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Chris Berg from Point of View is here. Back from a little hiatus. How are you, sir?
Doing outstanding. Thank you for stepping into the chair on Point of View and doing an outstanding job. It was great to see you crushing it on there. And are you sure that Chuckie Schumer doesn't own Senator Heitkamp's vote? Because if I remember correctly, Senator Harry Reid, then the Senate Majority Leader, dumped about, what was it, $10 million into her campaign?
Yeah, I don't know how much it was, but it was bucks. I know. I just think it's so blatantly obvious that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is a liberal, okay? She's a staunch liberal. She has some pro-energy tenets, there's no doubt about it, but she knows politically that she has to appear to not be a liberal, right? Not have, you can go look at every one of her positions, every one of her jobs. She was an EPA lawyer. She was an EPA lawyer. That's, you know, I mean, and look at her work as Attorney General, okay? So she is what she is. But to get elected, she, of course, had to run ads saying, oh, that Keystone Pipeline, I'll fight President Obama on that, you know? By the way, did anything happen with President Obama and the Keystone Pipeline? No. How did it finally get its permit? Donald J. Trump. Isn't that something? And she comes back. Did you see this? Talking to the editorial board recently. Well, I'm a lot like Trump. We both have a lot of energy. Oh, so we say nice things about Donald Trump when we're back in the state. That works nice, doesn't it?
She has to. I mean, she is in between such a rock and a hard place right now. Especially if Congressman Kevin Cramer chooses to run against her, which he's got a tough decision in and of itself for himself. I mean, do you become possibly the chairman of the, you know, House Energy and Commerce Committee, or do you go run for Senate? Point being, though, just think about how deathly quiet she was when it came to the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Native American situation. I mean, if it wasn't for the Native American vote, she's not in Washington, D.C. right now. And I can't find one Native American that's saying, oh, yeah, Heidi Heitkamp was there for us. She was leading. She was, you know, did an outstanding job bridging the situation. Maybe you know, Scott, but I can't think of any.
No, and that's what I'm saying. It's time to, and this will be a big test. It'll be impossible to, you know, this is a Chuck Schumer vote all the way. So it's going to be fascinating.
But the thing is, I mean, what is it now? March of 2017. Is anybody going to remember in November of 2018?
Well, on a Supreme Court vote, I think. I do. I think that one's pretty monumental. It's pretty hard to, when you're playing the Chuckie Schumer, you know, filibuster games and doing all the things you're doing, pretty hard to have that one be forgotten. I would agree with you that vote by vote may be a little tougher, but not a Supreme Court vote, I don't think. I want to ask you, we only have a short time left here, about a minute, some change, but a couple of things. One, on a really simple thing the legislature was looking to do, study the economic impacts on our school systems, on, you know, on local law enforcement, on counties related to refugee resettlement. That's gone down in the legislature? Is that what you're telling me?
What happened is it was in the subcommittee, it was in a committee, and it came out of committee with a do not pass recommendation before it hits the Senate floor. But the thing that's so shocking to me is think about, why do we elect people to go represent us in Bismarck? It's to do some heavy lifting at times, right? It's to figure out, hey, how are we using our tax dollars? Are they being used appropriately and accordingly? Well, some of the statements coming out of this committee is, this is just too hard to figure out the cost benefit of refugee resettlement. It's a federal program. That's what you're supposed to do. We've got San Francisco and Seattle right now suing the Trump administration based on the 10th Amendment because they want to protect illegal immigrants. But as sanctuary cities, we're sitting on, it's too hard to figure out what it's going to cost the people of North Dakota to bring these people in. I mean, come on. That's your job. Go down there, study this stuff, and let's have some transparency. I don't understand why everyone is so afraid of having a transparent look at refugee resettlement. Because guess what? At the end of the day, we might find that, hey, this is a great boon for our economy. But the problem is nobody knows right now.
Yeah, it's just facts. It's just give us some data. I mean, the fact that everybody is so reluctant to let anybody under the hood and get the data, to me, is telling you everything you need to know. Chris Berg, 6:39 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. Watch him. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
The greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table.
Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love the Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.